SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
My name's Aaron Kazidlow, proud Kamilaroi man. I'm the CEO of Project Net Zero.
And congratulations on receiving the Indigenous Ingenuity Award at this year's Indigenous Business Month event. How did it feel to be recognised this way?
It was quite an honour. It was humbling. You don't often do these things for recognition, but it was nice to have the hard work that the team do called out. So it was quite humbling, and it was an honour.
And this year marks the 10th anniversary of Indigenous Business Month. In your view, how has this initiative impacted Indigenous entrepreneurship over the past decade?
I think it's been incredibly impactful. Like, I think that this really drives and really showcases like Black excellence and that, you know, Indigenous businesses can do really well and can have the impact that the rest of the industry is having.
And can you tell us a little bit more about Project Net Zero and the work that it does?
Absolutely. So Project Net Zero's model is predicated around circular economy. So we saw a gap in the market where there's obviously the corporate industry, the hotel industry itself, and the amount of items that are going to landfill without a solution. And then on the other side of the spectrum, you've got like community organisations, our mob communities that are struggling to access basic essentials, whether that's food, clothing, bedding. We wanted to be able to build a model and become the conduit between the industry and getting those items to the people on the ground who need them. So our model is we partner with corporates nationally, hotel chains, whenever they're doing a remodel or a repurpose. Project Net Zero come in and remove all of the items, whether that's desk chairs, hotel beds, fridges, microwaves, cutlery, cups, and we repurpose them and donate them to community organisations to pass on to community.
Yeah, amazing. And I just wanted to expand a little bit more on that. How does Project Net Zero aim to create positive impacts on both the Indigenous communities and also the environment?
Yeah, absolutely. So from an environmental point of view, the environmental impact we're having is we're diverting those items from landfill. So whether those obviously will inevitably still need to be recycled, but the options for the offering that Project Net Zero brings is that if it is an end of life, we'll recycle that item appropriately, but if it's still within its life cycle and can be repurposed and reused, we're keeping that in circulation, so diverting that, supporting environmental impact and looking after like Mother Earth, so that which is a great outcome. And then on the social impact side, we're giving and offering these items free, like, so we donate them, so then that can be passed on and can help support access to those basic essentials that now don't have to be purchased with money. So giving mob and community like just access to free items.
And what are some of the challenges you faced in getting Project Net Zero off the ground, if there was any, and how did you overcome them?
Yeah, there's been a couple of hurdles. It's a very unique offering. So there was like two very distinct ones would obviously be the support, the continued support from corporates, like for the continuity of work, and the, like not just having a one-off job. I'm really embedding our solution so that we could have that continuity of work. And then the other probably being the logistical part. So It's obviously easy to get the items out of the building, but then to get them to the community organisations or our rural and remote communities that are in desperate need of them, that took some hurdles, like on building the right partnerships from a logistical point of view to be able to get those to the areas of need.
And for other Indigenous entrepreneurs or businesses, what advice would you give when starting up or, you know, setting up for success?
So I think my biggest piece of advice would be, like, so starting early, it's key to build those relationships, keep knocking on doors. But the best success we've had is, like working together, we're stronger as one, we're stronger together. So, like, I think leveraging off each other's experiences and making sure that where we're getting, like, I found for us it's been a very top-down approach. Like, we've made sure that we've got organisations or corporations to see both the environmental and the community impact for our Aboriginal communities and getting them to embed that and drive it from a top-down approach is really been key.
And I guess looking forward, what are some of the key goals or projects that are on the horizon for Project Net Zero that you could maybe share with us?
On the horizon, so we have some exciting partnerships that are coming underway. We've just partnered with Ascot Group nationally, which is pretty exciting. So they're a hotel chain that have Quest Apartments and a number of others, and we're looking at replicating that with a couple of the other big hotel brands, which would then give us incredible access to beds, fridges, like household items that we could really get down into onto the ground into community housing, and really, I think that we'll see some incredible impact.
And finally, what do you hope to see in the next 10 years for Indigenous businesses and the roles of initiatives like Indigenous Business Month in fostering, further growth?
Yeah, I would love to see it like tenfold what it is now. It was exciting to be a part of that day and have them talk about what it looks like in year one to year 10. And I think that in another 10 years, I think the way that it's supporting and fostering Indigenous entrepreneurship nationally now, I just think it'll just become, we've got so much to offer and bring to the table, and I think that it'll be astronomical in 10 years, and it'll be exciting to watch.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to NITV Radio today, and also congratulations on receiving the award last week. That was really, really well deserved, and congratulations on all of the success and the hard work that you guys are doing.
Thank you. Really appreciate the support and the opportunity to share what we do.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.